is Ray Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah, and you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast, and I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 149 of the Will Wonder Pod. I hope everyone had an excellent Thanksgiving. I had a good one. Lots of food, lots of family, lots of love. So it was a great Thanksgiving break, minus the shitty football, which we'll get to here in just a little bit. Laid relatively low all weekend, which was nice. Got up some Christmas decorations on Black Friday with my son. Outside of that, just kind of hung out at the house. Didn't do much. It was very nice. Very, very nice. Music-wise, not a lot to talk about on that side either. Busta Rhymes put out an album. Some good songs, but nothing great. And I'm kind of bummed because the production, the producers who are working on this album, I was excited about. But this may be blasphemous. And I don't get mad at me, because you all know as much as I do, and I can show that I am a true lover of hip-hop. Hopefully you noticed that when we did the Hip-Hop 50 celebration this year. All of the Hip-Hop 50 celebrations we did on this podcast. But I think it might be time for Busta just to hang it up. I know that sounds wild, but the album was a bit of a disappointment for me. And I'm sorry. But it just was. And as I've stated on this podcast multiple times this year so far, the releases in hip-hop have been a bit underwhelming. There's been some great albums, but it's been too far and few between, in my opinion, for the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. But I digress. My wife, my son, and I went to see the Utah Jazz play the New Orleans Pelicans last night as I record this. It was interesting watching it. It felt like the lineup Utah had out there, they didn't want to win. And the Pelicans just couldn't capitalize off of anything that the Utah did wrong. I really don't know what to think about it. I don't know what to think about either team. The Pelicans, when you look at them, should be good. But something just doesn't make sense. It almost feels like maybe they need to move Ingram or they need to move Zion. I don't know. My wife's a big Zion fan, so that's why we went to this game. If you're thinking, why the hell did you go to a Utah Jazz, New Orleans Pelicans game? But it was a lot of fun. But again, two really weird teams at points where, like, the Jazz, we all know what they're doing. I believe you know what they're doing. If you're a Jazz fan or even if you just watch the NBA, really trying to build that team around the draft. They have a bunch of assets, but the lineups they had at certain times were just really, really weird, and I didn't quite understand it. They still got the win, so good for them. Obviously, Lauri Markkanen was out, but the starting lineup, like Fontecchio, this dude just shoots anytime he touches the ball, and it didn't seem like anyone gave a shit. They were just like, yep, keep jacking him up. It's all good. On the other side, the Pelicans, they just looked totally out of sync. There were a couple players that had good games, but I don't know. They really got to figure it out there, what they're doing, because they're wasting the careers of Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson if they can't figure it out. Keontae George looked good. I'm also interested to see when the hell the Jazz are going to play Taylor Hendricks, if ever, or if he's just going to kind of hang out down in the G League, which to me doesn't really make sense. This team doesn't want to win, I don't think. Again, going off of some of the lineups that they were playing yesterday. But, you know, I'm no insider. I don't know what from what. It just seemed like that starting lineup they threw out there and the lack of playing Walker Kessler more when he was actually having a good game. And I know he's coming off an injury, so maybe they're just trying to ramp him back up. It just felt weird. Felt like there were some weird rotations, to say the least. Other NBA notes, my Orlando Magic still looking tough. The NBA in-season tournament is shaping up. As I record this, the Miami Heat are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. There's some in-season tournament implications in that game. And I can say this, it's made the early parts of the season somewhat interesting. Obviously, you watch these games and you see the court, you know the game means more than just, hey, a win or a loss. So that's made it kind of fun, and it seems like the players are buying in as well. So excited to see how this progresses as the years go on in the NBA, but I think they're on to something. There's probably a few tweaks they can make. And, you know, I don't love the courts. I've said it a number of times, but it does make it interesting in November and December, which historically for the NBA just hasn't been the case because you have the NFL going on. Many people are watching that, and it's usually not till Christmas till it feels like the NBA really picks up. Then it picks up for a couple weeks, and then it just seems like there's another lull. So good on the NBA for trying. I'm enjoying it. I love basketball regardless. I've been watching a lot of women's college basketball, a lot of men's college basketball, and of course, a lot of NBA. Okay, my guy Hoop joined me to talk some NFL. We talk at the beginning of this, we talk a lot about our Thanksgiving. So be prepared for that to catch up on Hoop's Thanksgiving as well as mine, even though I just gave you a little rundown. We talk about this last week's games. We give predictions for next week's, and then we're going to head out. Also, next week's podcast, very big announcement. So make sure you check that out. Without further ado, here's my guy Hoop and myself with some NFL talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still stuffed off of turkey and mashed potatoes and everything else. Week 12 is gone in the NFL season, and we had some good games, some surprises. We'll get into the Thanksgiving Day surprise here shortly, and we're going to look towards week 13. Hoop, how are you, brother? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. It was nice. I was prime Texas A&M Johnny Football playing quarterback at the Turkey Bowl, you know,
damn,
just out there dominating. And that was fun. They're like, how come you don't go play receiver? You were a receiver. Because I'm old. I don't run.
Yeah.
But it was
run those numbers, though. Run those stats. You gave me those stats. Yeah. Let the people know what you did.
Oh, 10 touchdowns, one interception, 2-0 record. You know, I'm just saying, you might as well just give me the MVP. But I'm a good teammate, so I gave the MVP trophy hypothetically to, or not figuratively, I guess, trophy to one of the receivers. He caught like 3 touchdowns. Like, here you go, kid.
There you go.
But yeah. Ethan was the team captain. They let the There was some of the people that brought kids, so we had the young ones like pick their teams.
Oh, nice.
Apparently my son, who was on my team, obviously he picked me, but he picked me in like the 3rd round.
Oh.
Like this guy. But I couldn't blame him. The 2 people he picked were younger and far more athletic than I am right now. So I'm not mad at it. He's smart, you know. And then he picked me, but he's the only kid that like caught a pass. But
oh, okay.
The story of the day had to have been, I'm back on defense, like just, you know, over the top safety help, being lazy.
Yeah.
Ethan's playing D end, DJ Shawnee boy, playing right tackle. Ethan's eyes get wide, goes to go around him. Sean snatched the soul out of that young man. He grabbed him by the chest. Ethan's feet flipped up over his head, and I was like, oh shit. And I started laughing from like 20 yards away.
Johnny
Ethan just got up, like, you know, got up and started running again. Come to find out, it was because Ethan was playing line at one point, and I guess he blocked Nick Vick's son and put him, as Nick put him on his pockets. Like, and Isaac's like three years younger than Ethan is, and Ethan planted him. They're the same size though, so it doesn't really, it's not like he was bullying the kid.
Well, yeah, but you and Nick Vick compared, yeah.
But yeah, Sean snatched his soul, and you watched his little feet just whoop. And I was like, oh shit. But
that's funny.
You know, that was a good time. And then you know, food was always good. We hosted at our house, so didn't have to do a whole lot. Wife surprised me. I didn't realize till I was on number three of the day that the beers she had gotten me were 9%ers. And I was like, why am I feeling this way? And then I look, I was like, oh, well.
That's why you're so loose in the group text.
Yeah. That's possible.
What kind of beers were they?
They were from Squatters Brewery.
Okay, cool.
And they were like a, I have a picture of them somewhere. I'll have to go back and look. It was like a double IPA thing or something like that. I probably should have known. But when she said, oh, I got them at the liquor store, they're High Point. And I was like, ah, thinking, you know, 5-6%. I was like, yeah, no problem. Then all of a sudden I was like, damn, like 2.5 in. I was like, my eyes hurt.
Really can't feel my face now.
Yeah, that's but funny. It was good. You guys enjoy yours?
Yeah, it was good, man. It was, you know, my mom always makes way too much food, and she's done that for my whole life. You know, it could be just me and her, and she would make a turkey, mashed potato, like everything, right? And just enough to feed like 30 people. I think this year we had about 10 of us. So yeah, it was good. We had a good time.
You have a Filipino party. That's what they do. That's what my
I mean yours.
Like, they're over. Like, Jalen put together like 12 leftover plates this year.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Went out and handed out to homeless people. They had a couple people like turn them down. Like, no, I don't want it. And I go, okay. But yeah,
we won't get into too much food. About that. Yeah, yeah.
The less leftover, the fewer leftovers I had to keep around the house for me to eat or just end up throwing away on Monday morning, the better.
Man, I ate so many leftovers. Like, so some about the way the turkey sandwich hits. You know, I don't know. I've been having a lot of turkey sandwiches since Thanksgiving. But anyways, it was good. It was a lot of fun. Bronson ate not a lot. He's a weird kid, man. Like he eats throughout the day. Like he's never one to just sit and eat a whole meal and like finish everything, but he's just grazing all the time. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably why he's like just as tall as he is and just thin, you know, he's just God, I would kill for an ounce of that metabolism these days, you know.
we're years removed from that
life. Oh my God. Yes, we are. But we're here to talk about football too, guys. If you guys are listening to this thinking, what the fuck? But shout out to Shawnee Boy though. One thing about Shawnee Boy, you know, a great friend of both of ours, but when we used to play in those flag football leagues, he was like, man, like you compare him to a football player today. He was the Miles Garrett of those football leagues. He would get to that quarterback and just grab that flag and just flip it, you know, like flip it up in the air, like just disrespectful, just toss it up. But proud of him for getting back out there on the field. I know a couple years ago he had got his bell rung. So I didn't know if he was still playing or not, but that's great. The Thanksgiving hoop. Let's get into Thanksgiving football. Your Packers beat the Lions. We thought there was no way in hell, right? We thought, nah, this isn't happening.
I didn't account for the moon being in whatever phase it was.
Yeah, and Mercury in retrograde or whatever they say. Jordan Love, 268, 3 touchdowns, no picks, no real help at all from the ground game. A.J. Dillon had 43 yards. Christian Watson was out there looking tough. Jaden Reed is like this new like gadget that they use, you know, running and receiving. I was shocked. I thought even when at halftime, I was like, nah, I think Detroit's still going to pull this out. And they didn't. So what stood out to you in your Packers Thanksgiving Day win? And hopefully you were just one high point in by the time the game was done.
Yeah, I think I was still on number one when that game.
Okay,
ended. But it was early in the day, and I got back and I was actually like prepping the turkey and everything when that one started. But you know, Love looked good, and you know, maybe in years I'm gonna have to walk back all the things that I've said, but I'm still not there yet.
Yeah,
the Chargers defense has proven to be not very good. They looked good this week after a few adjustments, but for the course of the season, the Chargers defense has been bad, and he looked good in that game.
Yep.
You said it last time we talked. The Lions defense is probably what's going to hold them back. So the Lions defense isn't very good.
Oh, crazy.
Damn. And two back-to-back games doesn't mean they've arrived for anybody. And like, I don't think that means like they've arrived or they're dog shit after two games either.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been nice, but I guess like where they're at now, like they're one game back of a wild card spot. So apparently they're going to end up, and it's not going to be a top 10 draft pick anymore because now they're winning games and they're figuring it out. So I'm like, well, it is what it is. It's always nice to beat the Lions, and you know, we say, what are they going to do eventually? They're always going to lie in. And here they are.
They
didn't even wait till December to get it out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you said it, love looked good. And yeah, I think you may at some point have to walk back those comments. I don't know, but, and also, you know, you talking about the Lions defense not being great, as I said last week, and they're just not. So these next couple of games for the Packers are going to be very interesting. Obviously, we're going to get to next week's games, but they play the Chiefs on Sunday night, which is a really big game for them. Chiefs defense looked like ass against the Raiders and Aiden O'Connell. So I'm excited to see what the Packers do. It just doesn't seem to make sense. I don't know, like how bad they had looked, and now it's just like, yes, they are in there for a wild card. And the Vikings, again, we'll get to them here shortly, but how bad they looked last night in Monday Night Football. And they're the team that's right ahead of the Green Bay for that wild card slot. So,
yeah, the Green Bay defense played well. That's one thing. Yeah. That, I mean, they had the scoop and score, right? So that accounted for one touchdown. And they played well against the Lions offense that had been putting up really good numbers.
Yeah.
For the course of the whole game. So that's at least nice.
Yeah.
And they still don't have Campbell at linebacker or Jair Alexander playing corner yet. So maybe when they get back, the defense continues to get better. But at the same time, like, well, they're playing great without him. Like, can they just keep it rolling? But obviously Alexander's an all-pro corner, so you're not going to not play the dude.
Yeah. Yep. I don't even want to talk about this next game.
We can gloss over it real quick. We don't have the other half in here.
Oh, thank God. God.
I did this on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, the thing that to me was, I was like, man, it's 10 to 20 at halftime. Like, this is interesting, you know? And then it was just like, holy shit. What is happening? Like, 45 to 10. Of course, Deron Bland is the fucking best cornerback in the history of football. Gets the record for pick sixes. I knew our defense was bad. And usually the offense holds us up a little bit, keeps games somewhat competitive. But that's usually against, you know, bad teams. Like, we got smashed by the Bills, smashed by the Cowboys here. The only thing that came out of this game that made me happy was Jack Del Rio getting fired Friday morning. I called it a Black Friday miracle. I don't even know what to say. Like, I mean, the Cowboys looked great. Dak looked good.
The better team won, right? Like, the Cowboys did what they were supposed to do. Like, that's, I mean, I think I made the joke about it in the group text. Like, you know, one of the three of us said this was going to happen, and it happened to be me. But
yeah,
for all that I'm wrong, when I'm right, I sure do let it fly a lot. Look at me.
Hey, I got this right. Hey,
but I mean, we'll see. Like, but that's kind of where the Cowboys have been at the last few years, where they've been really good in the regular season. Now they're going to still have to keep this going through the end of the season, into the postseason to really matter. Otherwise, it's going to be the same old song and dance that it's been, right? Yep. And the Commanders' defense is bad. Ugh. Someone had to go, and it's going to be him. Now, if things continue to go that way, the head coach is probably next, because they're not going to fire Bieniemy, the first-year OC.
No.
They're not going to get rid of him. It's going to be Rivera's next if there's more games that look like that. And yeah, especially because you've seen these other teams letting go of their coaches, like, all right, well,
yep.
And I don't know what teams or, you know, owners plan to do, like, all these coach openings, and you can think of like, oh, well, there's these two assistants out there. Well, there's five head coach job openings, and there's only two guys out there. But
it makes me so sick, the number of great coaches that were under Shanahan in Washington that are now, like, just out here coaching.
LaFleur, McVay, Shanahan.
Yep. What do you do, though? You know, what do you do? Do you just have to be loyal, I guess? I told somebody the other day, they're like, well, why don't you just pick a different team? I said, listen, I can't do that. That's not in my DNA. I've been an Orlando Magic fan forever.
Look at them. They're killing it.
They're doing great. Hey, great, great team this year so far. But the only way I'd ever leave being a Washington fan is if Utah could get a football team. And I don't know if that's going to happen in our lifetime. So
not a chance.
I'm a Washington fan. Yeah, let's just move on. One thing I want to talk about the Cowboys, actually, real quick. And so many Cowboys fans are like, we're only playing who's in front of us, who they scheduled. But, like, if you look at the only good teams they've played, they lost to them, right?
They haven't beat a team with an over 500 record.
Yeah. And, again, we can only play who's in front of us. I understand that. So, I think we really find out who the Cowboys are. I mean, the Seahawks, yeah, they're a winning team, right? 6-5 right now. Didn't look good on Thanksgiving. But then they get the Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, Lions. Those games will really tell us who the Dallas Cowboys are. And I just have a feeling that, you know, it's going to be fucking Dak, piece of shit, when right now they're all saying the same thing. Dak for MVP. Sorry, I just had to go on that rant because people are pissing me off on social media.
You have hate in your heart, let it out.
I do, for like a number of teams too, and that's what just sucks. All right, let's go ahead. The I almost said Sunday night game, the Thanksgiving night game, which just didn't really, like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a little more competitive. The Niners look fucking great though. Like, what are we going to say, right?
Yeah, it wasn't any more interesting than either of the first two, really. Like, all three games were pretty not entertaining. Even if you were like cheering for your team, you're like, oh, this is a blowout. Like, this isn't even worth watching. Like, we all had them on, but I'm sure we were all having conversations and doing other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So 31-13, San Francisco beat Seattle. Purdy numbers don't, you know, look crazy. Christian McCaffrey, though, 114 yards, two touchdowns. One thing I wanted you to talk about was you had sent that text in our, maybe it was a Twitter link, X link. God, I just sound like an old man now. About how the quarterback, or the running back, rather, changes the play, calls the audibles. What was that all about?
Oh, that was something, how each coach from that tree, like the difference between Kyle Shanahan taking the protection calls and audible calls out of the quarterback's hands and leaving it to like the linemen or something like that versus like LaFleur with his quarterbacks, like they do all of it. So it's like, it's easier for quarterbacks to hop into Shanahan's system because the information they're having to process all at once is less. And
got
I had
it.
To go back and look at it exactly what it was. Like I told you, it was just the football nerd and he was like, hey, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is cool. Okay. Black Friday game, another non-competitive game. But we all knew it was going to be that way, right? Like, Jets decided to go with old Timmy Boyle. And
he's worse than Zach Wilson.
He might be worse, yeah. He might be worse. One touchdown, two picks. They said they're going with him again next week. From everything I've read, and like these are all rumors, right? But they had to go away from Zach Wilson to save that locker room, is what I've heard and what I've read. Is that the defense was just like, listen, we can't fucking have him at quarterback anymore. And that's why they made, but really, who the hell are you going to put a quarterback
with,
on this
with
team?
Tim Boyle there, the defense had the only touchdown until 4 minutes left of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Dolphins cruise 34-13. I mean, Tua didn't even look good, right? Two picks. But they fucking annihilated them. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We get into the Sunday games. Oh, look at the Steelers. Without Matt Canada, they put up a big 16 points. He was the problem.
Well, they also snapped their streak of not having over 400 yards of offense.
That's very true. Yep, there you go. I was just being so cynical.
Yeah, well, I mean, Warren did. Like, I know they had a couple turnovers, but, you know, found a way to win. And even ugly wins count the same, right? Like, yeah. Eagles fans will tell you the same thing. They're 10-1, and they've got a lot of ugly wins.
They tell you all the time. Yes, they do. Jake Browning, pretty – I mean – for a guy who really never played on the NFL level, I should say, because obviously he's played football, one touchdown, one pick, 227 yards. Steelers defense is really good. So I don't know. I mean, nothing on the running on the ground for them. Jamar Chase, 81 yards. And then Kenny Pickett, no touchdowns thrown. Najee Harris got the touchdown. But I don't know. Pat Freiermuth, 120 yards. That's a career high for him, I think. So I guess we'll wait and see how the Steelers play out the rest of the year. The Bengals, on the other hand, you know, it's pretty safe to say they're done. That sucks because Chacon had them in the Super Bowl. I think I may have too. I need to go back and listen. I actually don't remember now.
They brought in AJ McCarron and signed him to the 53 man roster today.
Jesus Christ. Yikes. let's go to this was a fun game though. I watch almost all of this game. Jacksonville, Houston. I thought for sure, I thought for sure C.J. Stroud was going to lead them down, get that touchdown at the end of the game. He got them close enough for a field goal, but God damn it, it fucking hit the crossbar. It was maybe, I don't know, 8 inches short, right? Yeah, I was waiting. But Stroud, 300. The thing with Stroud is he just like, we talked about him last week. I mean, we've talked about him a number of times, but he just looks so calm under pressure. Like he can get annihilated and then he just bounces right back up and makes it like 4 or 5 great passes, good reads. He's really fun to watch. And Houston, man, they really have one with him. And I Jacksonville, Lawrence was like, he had a good game, 364 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Ridley had a good game, but it's just to say that Jacksonville's 8-3 feels weird, doesn't it? Like they're an 8-3 team, and
well, their three losses were so bad that you wouldn't really feel like they tallied up the wins that they had.
Right now, they're third in the AFC. I mean, essentially tied with Kansas City and Miami. All those 8-3, but man, I don't know. Yeah, they've just looked so bad that them being 8-3 just doesn't feel right. But man, Texans have a really bright future. Tank Dell looks good. Nico Collins plays well, but imagine if they can get a real like top tier receiver, they're going to be fucking scary. Yeah. And they've made Devin Singletary look like a guy that should have been in the NFL this whole time. He did have an awful game this game. So just to be clear about that, but yeah, he's definitely had a little bit of a resurgence. Did you watch that game? Anything you want to add to that?
I didn't even watch any of that one. I just saw the highlights of it. So
yeah, good game. Bucks Colts are. I text you about it. I thought our boy Baker was done, but then he went into the tent, rubbed some dirt on it, came right back out. Man, 2027 Colts win. Bucks are still like in the running to get in the playoffs in that NFC South. It's a little tighter now.
There's only one team that's not, and it's the Panthers.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, 2 touchdowns, 91 yards. Gardner Minshew also ran one in. But I don't think the Colts are good, but I'll be damned, they're 6-5. I thought for sure when Richardson was out, it's like, okay, they're done. But not bad. I don't think we want to spend too much time on that. We talk about the NFC South. Falcons get a win over the Saints. This NFC South is such a fucking joke. So now they're both 5-6. Desmond Ridder won. I don't know. Bijan Robinson had a touchdown and 91 yards. But
it's crazy how they put him in the game, and he's arguably a top 2 player on the field as soon as he's out there, and he scores a touchdown, makes big plays, and then the Falcons won't play him at all next week because yeah. the coach is dumb.
It's like, wait a minute, this guy that we spent this high draft pick on is good? Okay. I don't know. We wanted to give Tyler Algier some more run, but maybe we'll do this. Drake London actually played well. Kyle Pitts is still, for whatever reason, just not living up to what people thought he would be. But again, NFC South is a joke. Don't want to spend any more time on it. Speaking of a joke, Giants Pats. I can't talk shit on the Giants because now they're 4-8. Have the same record as my Washington Commanders, and they beat them twice. Two of those wins are against them. Comes down to a field goal to tie it. The Pats miss the field goal. And I just think at this point, the Pats are like, okay, what top-tier quarterback are we going to draft?
Yeah. They're putting themselves in the running for that. And the talk is Belichick back or not, like, they have to decide if he really is the one that's going to take over a brand new young quarterback.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get better offensive coaching in there. If that game is just two really bad teams duking it out to suck less.
It's incredible. The bad thing is like the Giants could still have a better record than my Commanders. And whatever. Maybe we get a cool pit player in the draft. I don't fucking know.
You need some defensive ends, so there's probably a couple of them in there.
Yeah, that'd be cool to have one again because we traded him. And boy, wouldn't you know it, Chase Young gets on a team with – he's just fucking looked great over there in San Francisco. Titans, Panthers, more shitty teams. I don't even want to spend time on this one either. 17-10. Tennessee moves to 4-7. Panthers 1-10. Panthers do fire their head coach. And – I don't know. Maybe that'll.
Do you see their GM coming to his press conference today and say that their original plan was to take CJ Stroud?
Yes.
Like, that doesn't make it look any better. Like, you better keep that one to yourself than, well, we were going to, but.
But we changed our mind. Well, what I had read was that Reich wanted to pick Stroud and. The ownership said, no, we're going with Young.
Initially, yeah.
And it's like, but even then, like, what the fuck does that matter? Just coach the goddamn team and get him. I know you have literally nothing to worry. Adam Thielen's the number one receiver on that team.
They fired their running backs coach, which was Deuce Staley, and then I think their O-line coach got fired too. Like,
my God. Just cleaning house right now. Bryce Young's like, oh, I don't want to be here.
His parents in the stadium wearing Alabama gear.
Yeah. Did that really happen?
Yeah, there was a picture of it. They said Bryce Young's parents won't even support the Panthers, and they were in Alabama stuff.
Oh, that's funny, man. let's move on to the Rams, Cardinals. Kyren Williams is a freak. He's on my fantasy team, but he's been injured. And this game is just like, man, this dude's really good. 143 yards rushing. He also had 61 yards receiving, two touchdowns total. Matthew Stafford looked good in this game. Cardinals did not look good whatsoever. Rams at 5-6. Do you think there's a small chance they could sneak into that wild card playoff spot and make some noise? Or do you think this is just like they played the Cardinals and we should just leave it at that?
I'm going to lean towards they played the Cardinals and that's what it was. But if Stafford's healthy and if Kupp stays healthy, Nakua's pretty good and Williams can keep that. Like, if they can put up points, they'll give themselves a shot. Like, that's kind of what the NFL's geared towards, right? If they want to offensive showdowns, and that's kind of what it is. But I'm going to say more this week, the Cardinals just suck.
Yeah. The interesting thing with them is I don't think their only loss in their division is to the Niners. So they're 4-1 in their division so far. So, I mean, if they could just play their division only, they might just be like a top tier team. That's a weird stat. I didn't know that. All right. Browns, Broncos. I'm going to chalk this up to Myles Garrett fucked up his shoulder and the Broncos get the win, 29-12. We talked about this last week. I said if the Broncos, if the Browns win this game, Myles Garrett's the best player on planet Earth. And he got hurt, so there it is. But 29-12, Broncos moved to 6-5. Russell Wilson,
they were 1-5. Don't like.
It's wild. It's wild. And like, how are they winning some of the? Like, let's. If I just read this stat line to you, and I know stats aren't everything. Russell Wilson, 13-22, one touchdown, 134 yards. Excuse me, Williams, 65 yards, no touchdowns. Samaje Perine, one touchdown on the ground, 55 yards. You would have said they lost, right? But Dorian Thompson-Robinson, we talked about him and the hit he took. Or I guess we talked about him on our thread. He got killed.
Yeah, that was brutal.
So then they bring in old PJ Walker, and it's like you just knew there was no chance. But yeah, we do need to give some credit to Denver. 1-5. I said that Russell Wilson was out of there. Maybe they trade him to the Jets. I was wrong, obviously. They're now 6-5. So they're doing something right there, but what is it?
Bounty gate and Sean Payton putting hits on people's head again. I don't know. I hate to see it. But look at them go. I mean, they're still going to trail the Chiefs in that division, even though they beat them head-to-head the one time that they played, right? Like, that was one of their five wins in a row, but they're better than the Chargers.
Ugh.
And the Raiders, probably.
Yeah.
So it's possible that the Broncos end up in the playoffs this year.
That's crazy. For those outside of Utah, need to understand, like, if you don't have Sunday ticket here in Utah, you're more than likely going to watch a Broncos game. I couldn't believe it when I turned on the TV. I'm like, oh, I wonder what the local game is. I'm like, fucking Broncos, the Browns?
The Bills, Eagles, and the Broncos, Browns game was on. I was like,
yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Awful.
But they got over to that other game just in time so I could watch my son watch their team lose in overtime in heartbreaking fashion. And like, well, you chose to be a Bills fan, sir.
Yeah, Bill's going to Bill. You know what I mean? Yep. Josh Allen's going to Josh Allen. Chiefs, Raiders. I mean, you had texted and said something like, oh, what'd you say? I've only missed one game all week, and it was the Packers or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the goddamn Raiders are beating up on the Chiefs 14-0. And you were like, oh, God. But then, you know, the Chiefs turned it around. I was shocked whether this was 14-0. And but the Chiefs, you know, they figured it out. Rashee Rice finally looked like a really good receiver, 107 yards, one touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, two touchdowns passing. Kelce looked pretty good, 91 yards on six catches. But I don't know. I just don't think the Raiders are good. So it's a good comeback win for them for sure. You know, only allowing 3 points after being down 14-0 and scoring 31. Did you watch any of this or any thoughts on this game?
No, I mean, the Chiefs offense looked good after halftime. Even late second quarter, I guess. The second quarter to second half, they looked good. I expected the Raiders to come out, and I expected Aiden O'Connell to play well after all the mean things Chacon said about him. It's just how the world works.
Yeah. You know, we talk about your son's favorite team, the Bills, losing to Philly in overtime. And Chacon having a goddamn meltdown on our group text. Fucking lucky asses. But man, you really thought the Eagles were going to lose this game. And you know, they went 37-34 in overtime. Couple of things. So when they kneel the ball, and I understand. I think they had one timeout.
Timeout. Yeah. 21 seconds or 24 seconds, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you take it and say, well, I mean, I understand why they did it. Josh Allen is just as likely to throw an interception in that scenario as he is to put you in a position to kick a field goal and win it.
Right.
So playing for overtime does give you a better chance.
Then the other thing that frustrated me about this game, and again, I don't like the Eagles either. I know Chacon likes a joke. Man, what's going on? getting over his sickness. I know Chacon likes to joke, but I hate the Eagles, right? As the fan in me hates the Eagles. And when Buffalo said, let's just go ahead and just kick this field goal in overtime, I'm like, you're going to lose. You're in Philly. You're losing this game now. Then Jalen Hurts, they come down. Jalen Hurts does what he does. I like Jalen Hurts so much, and I hate that he's a Philadelphia Eagle. I'll just say that much. But
he's a good dude.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy. I liked him in college, you know, the whole Alabama thing, the transferring, and like just, I don't know, man. It just pisses me off. He's a Philadelphia Eagle. But good game. Philly comes out on top. They are now 10-1. Like, what are we going to say about that? Like, they could potentially lose the rest of their games.
Their fan base wants their offensive coordinator fired so bad.
Yeah,
and it's they're 10-1, and yeah, they're like, fire Brian Johnson tomorrow. Like every week, one of the DB coach at West that I work with, like him and the quarterback coach Nick, they're Eagles fans, and somehow I ended up, it's me and those two in a Sunday, like the group text only goes off when the Eagles are playing, so it's just me and they're just trolling away. But like Pete is like, every week, Brian Johnson sucks. Fire this bum.
Oh my God.
And then complaining about the defensive coordinator, and then they're winning.
Yeah.
And every week he posts this like meme. It's like, during Eagles games, we got this. Oh my God, I hate my life. Kill me now. Hey.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah. and the oh, we won is like a centimeters length. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. And you know, to Philly's credit, and Chacon's going to be punching air when he hears this, they've beat good teams, you know, and their one loss, which doesn't, now you look back, I mean, it didn't make Zach sense Wilson when it happened. It didn't make sense then. And it damn sure doesn't make sense now. Like every team has a slip up, but that game you would have thought, you know, I could see Philly, you know, they lose to the Chiefs or they lose to the Bills or sure, maybe even the Cowboys. I don't know. But this, you know, That Jets just doesn't make sense. But now it's so far removed. It's like this upcoming game for Philly is the game where it's like, all right, it's going to determine a lot. Like, because the rest of the season, you got the Cowboys, whatever. Sorry, Chacon. You got the Seahawks, Giants, Cardinals, Giants again. So they're for sure beating the Giants twice. They're probably beating the Cardinals easily. So that leaves Seahawks, Cowboys, Niners. So really this Niners game, and we're going to get to it here in a minute, is really just going to show either how great or I don't know. I don't even know what it shows. They're just a fucking good team and I fucking hate it. I'm trying to make up things to make them say that they're not good, but that's
impossible.
Even
if they lose, like they're sitting with two losses, they're still in
exactly driver's seat easily.
And you would assume somebody with three losses right now is probably going to drop one more by the time the season right. ends. Like they're feeling like that the playoffs are going to run through Philly.
Yeah. Like we look at the NFC right now, Philly obviously won at 10-1, San Francisco 8-3, Detroit 8-3. You got to feel like Detroit's dropping another one at some point. Maybe San Francisco doesn't, but who knows? Fourth place Atlanta right now. That doesn't even matter. Fifth place Dallas at 8-3, and then Seattle at 6-5. So, man, right now, gun to your head, is it Philly or San Francisco coming out of the NFC?
San Francisco.
Okay. I kind of feel that way too. But again, I hate Philly. But goddamn, man, they're good. But again, I'm going to know so much more about Philly after this Sunday game against the San Francisco 49ers because San Francisco's offense has looked really good.
And, I'm surprised that one didn't get flexed into the night game. Because yeah. that game's at 2:25 our time.
Yep.
That would be a game that everybody would want to sit in front of their TV and watch after dinner.
Everybody. They haven't flexed the game, have they? Because I swear to God, I've watched the fucking Jets more than, you know, and we see the Chargers, you know.
Yeah, Jets and Chargers are the primetime teams. And
yeah, what is going on? All right, let's move on. From that game, we have Ravens-Chargers Sunday night. Same old song and dance. The fucking Chargers just, I don't know. At this point, Staley has a job. Just he has naked pictures of God or something. I don't know. Okay. That's the only thing that makes sense to this point. Herbert, one touchdown, one pick. Ravens win. Ravens look, I mean, the Ravens, I know that the Chargers offense isn't great, but Herbert tends to be able to put up numbers and figure things out a little bit, even though they still lose these games. But Baltimore's defense may really be legit. And that could be something that, you know, in the playoffs, really, like in the AFC, is a big deal. And maybe their offense, Zay Flowers, maybe they figured some things out because he actually looked good in this game. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think. Keaton Mitchell seems to get a ton of yards. Like, he averages like what, like six?
He's so fast.
But yeah, I don't know. 2010, Baltimore wins. Chargers have to be done, I would think, unless they just go on some crazy tear, which
they can't lose anymore.
Yeah, which you and I both know isn't going to happen. I didn't watch this game last night. I was at the Jazz Pelicans game, Bears Vikings. Maybe give us just a quick recap of what you saw.
Shit, it was horrible. It was rough to watch. Like, the Bears win a game where they kicked four field goals. Dobbs. Now, two of the interceptions were tip ball, but the other ones were poor throws, bad decisions. He missed Jordan Addison wide open.
I saw that one. That was bad.
I think that might have been the drive that they still went down and scored anyway, so it didn't end up mattering. But, like, that was just the game in a nutshell. Like, a receiver open by 25 yards and the quarterback can't hit him. And,
damn.
And then, like, watching the Bears offense, it is how many screen passes are they going to call in a game? Like, the Matt Canada jet sweep and the whatever it is, I can't think of the dude's name, the call plays for the Bears, but his is screen passes. That's all he throws.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields once said his best ball is the deep ball, but they never throw it. So somebody's lying.
Yeah.
But it was ugly. It was pretty boring to watch.
That's tough. Yeah, I mean, the only stat to note here, DJ Moore, 114 yards on 11 receptions. And then, like you said, Josh Dobbs, four picks. I did see a clip of a Jordan Addison. They said it wasn't a catch, but it just seemed like that Minnesota should have challenged it, because after they replayed it about five times on what I saw, it looked like the ball had actually not hit the ground and he had caught the ball. And it was a beautiful, like, two defend. I mean, not beautiful pass. Don't get me wrong. It shouldn't have been thrown to him, but two defenders on him. He's fighting both of them coming down to the ground, and they just, all right, let's go ahead and run back on offense and try again. So, Minnesota falls to 6-6, Chicago 4-8 now. I don't know what to think about Minnesota, because we thought Dobbs, you know, I think Dobbs is just, he looks great for a couple games, or really good, I don't want to say great, and then has a game like this where you're like, yeah, that's why he's...
They said they're going to evaluate the quarterback spot, because obviously Jaren Hall is there, and he was playing well in the game that he got knocked out. Remember, he got a concussion.
Yep.
And I think that was the Atlanta game that Dobbs brought him back and won late.
Yeah.
But they get Justin Jefferson back, which obviously helps the offense. I would still say if Minnesota plays the Bears 10 times, they probably win 8 or 9 of them.
Right.
But watching them lose in hysterical fashion is always fun.
It's crazy, like, some quarterbacks, like, obviously you put Dobbs in this, my guy Sam Howell, a couple other quarterbacks that, like, can look really good, but when they have a game where they throw, like, a pick or two picks, they are just fucking wiped. It's like, mentally, they are just so gone, and they're going to throw a few more picks in that game. Where, like, I think, because obviously every quarterback in the NFL is better than, like, most, you know, whoever, quarterback in college or whatever.
Not me on Turkey Bowl.
Not you on Turkey Bowl, though. That's, God damn it. Yeah. But I think if more than anything, like, being a quarterback, one of the biggest things that goes into it is just the mental, like, to be like, all right, I fucked up. Short now memory. I got to move on. Yeah. Like, and that's why.
Things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen. It's,
yeah.
How fast can you move on from it? Because if you're going to continue to do dumb shit or make bad play decisions, bad plays are going to happen. Like, if you're thinking about it, you know, two plays later on third and six,
yeah,
you're probably not converting that.
Yeah. And that going back to CJ Stroud, I think that that's really what's separating him from so many younger quarterbacks is like, God damn, just watching that whole Jacksonville game, I was like, he got sacked twice in a row and then he gets up and throws a 15-yard pass. Like, he's not worried. He just, it's nuts. It's really nuts. All right, let's make some predictions for this upcoming week. Thursday night, we get Chacon's Dallas Cowboys in Dallas against the Seattle Seahawks. Dallas at home is favored by 9. What do you think?
I'll say the Cowboys win. Seahawks will find a way to keep it close because it's a Thursday game, and those are typically pretty ugly. But I guess it's not really a short week because they both played on Thanksgiving, huh? So
right.
It's just like a regular week for them. So with that being said, maybe I'll say the Cowboys, and they win by more than that because they did get the full week.
Yeah, I think so too. I hate to say it, but I think the Cowboys do cover there and get the win. Sunday, Chargers, Pats in New England. Hey, maybe the Chargers win a game here. Chargers on the road favored by 6.
I'm going to say the Chargers win, but if they don't, I'm just going to laugh. Like, this will be the one that gets Staley up out of there.
Yeah, if they lose this
one. It has to be.
Yeah, I think the Chargers win. The Patriots do not want to win. They need that top tier pick. So I'll go with the Chargers and to cover. And I'm assuming it's Zappy. Like, Mac Jones to this point in his career just has to be so, again, we go back to mental, has to be so mentally fucked where he's just like, I don't even know. I'm going to start a career in cooking. I'm leaving the NFL. I kind of feel bad for him in a sense, but then I don't because, you know, went to Alabama, whatever. Cardinals Steelers in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is favored by 5.5. What do you think?
Steelers and they cover. I think they did figure out a little bit on offense, and the Cardinals just aren't very good.
Yeah. 5.5, I know this sounds wild, but that seems like high to me, but I'm still going to take the Steelers to cover.
It's a lot because the Steelers' offense has been so shitty all year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they've had bright spots. Like, Warren's looked good. Pickens has looked good at times. Najee Harris looked really good on this week's game.
Yeah.
I think it was Pat McAfee called him. He looked like prime Jerome the Bus Bettis.
Oh,
I wouldn't go that far, but he was better. I just think the Cardinals are really bad, and if the Steelers are moving the ball, they'll eventually punch it in. They won't turn it over as much as they did.
Right. Yeah, Arizona's defense is not good at all. I was trying to see what the Steelers' high point mark is this season, and it looks like it was 26, surprisingly, against the Browns. So, but I believe that was the game where, that was the game where Nick Chubb went out. So that was probably a bit of a blow to the outside of that, 23 against the Raiders. So I was just trying to do the math in my head, like, okay, Cardinals could probably score like 10 points in this game. So that means that Steelers need at least 16. So yeah, they can do it. Colts Titans in Tennessee, Indy on the road favored by 1.
I'm going to say that Colts win, not confidently, but I still think the Colts will win.
Yeah, I think so too. I wish I could argue with you. But yeah, I just think the Colts are a better team. 1 point, whatever. Yeah, take the Colts. All of a sudden, this is like a fun game to watch. If you would have said at the beginning of the year or even at the end of last year, would have called you a goddamn liar. But Broncos going to Houston to play the Texans. Texans at home favored by 3.5. What do you think?
I'm going to say the Broncos win.
Ooh.
And I don't want them to, but I think that's what's going to happen.
This is a tough game for me because I'm just so high on CJ Stroud and like that team in general.
You fucking Texans fan.
I know. I should just do it. Huh? I should just get a hat. I think I'm going to go with the Texans. Like, I feel like they can put up enough points that Denver can't match. So I do think, I mean, Denver's defense has played considerably better in this stretch of, you know, winning, but I feel like they just got to lose a game. So going to the Texans. It's probably not great logic, but next game, Detroit Lions going to New Orleans to play the Saints. Detroit favored by 4. What do you think?
I'm going to say the Lions win. And in New Orleans, it's gotten bad. Like, I think Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill accounted for more touchdowns while Carr was out than Carr has, like, through an absurd amount of games or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, so it's, the Saints aren't good. The Lions should be good, and they'll get back on track this week.
Yeah. Yep. God damn it. I agree with that one, too. This next game just seems like it's going to be bad. Falcons going to New York to play the Jets. Atlanta, this might be the first time. I don't know. I need to go back and look, but Atlanta is favored by 3 on the road. What do you think?
I'm going to take Falcons, and the Giants keep it closer than the 3. It's going to be an ugly game.
Yeah. Oh God. I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna go with the Jets. I don't think either quarterback.
Oh, wait, Jets? I thought you said it was Giants.
No, Jets. Yeah. Did I say Giants? No, Jets. Falcons, Jets. Yes.
Oh.
I'm gonna go with the Jets. I'm gonna
I'll
go with the Jets.
Say, I'll still say Falcons. Still say Falcons.
I may have very well said the Giants, but yeah, the Jets. One of those shit New York teams. Just kidding. Dolphins, Commanders in Washington. Miami's favored by 9.5.
Dolphins cover.
Yep. I think that's an easy cover.
I'm sorry, but your defense sucks, and firing the coordinator's only going to help so much.
Yeah.
They're still going to give up 30 plus probably.
Oh, without a doubt. The only thing I have hope for is that the offense looks like okay, but yeah, I think it doesn't even matter. 9.5. Yes. Dolphins cover that and win. An NFC South just collision here. Panthers go into Tampa Bay to play the Bucks. Tampa Bay is only favored by 5.5 in this game. What do you think?
I'll take the Bucks to cover. Like, the Panthers are awful
in
all facets of the game.
Yep.
And yeah, they're just not good.
Yep, I'm right there with you. And the funny thing is, let's say the Bucks win this game, Falcons lose, and Saints lose, we got a 3-way tie to the top of the NFC South.
They got to adjust that. They got to stop letting teams with losing records into the playoffs.
I agree.
Professional sports. If you can't win more than half your game, you cannot participate.
Yep. Yeah, they got to figure that out. Definitely. Or you know what? If it is, don't give them home field advantage, which now really doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, just put them at the bottom. Okay, this game that we said earlier should be the Sunday night game, but it's not. 49ers, Eagles in Philly. Has there ever been a 10-1 team at home that was favored to lose? San Francisco's favored by 3 on the road in Philly.
I mean, I think that says, like, what people think the Eagles have been. Like, they've found ways to win, which is, that's the name of the game, like, that's the goal, but not looking good does affect, like, the betting line as far as that goes. I'll still say the 49ers win. I think the Eagles will drop at least one through the rest of the season, and I think it would be better for them too than to win out and go to the playoffs 16-1.
Yeah.
As dumb as that might sound, I was talking to my buddy that went to the Utah game with me, and he's an Eagles fan, and I was like, and he thought, you know, they might lose to the Bills and 49ers. He's like, those would be the games. Like, I think that would be the hardest, that in the Dallas game. And I was like, and you'd rather lose one now than closer to playoffs or in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think – I mean, I want to pick the 49ers because I just believe that they actually do have a better team. Philly's just a hard place to play, man. But with that said, I'm just going to go.
They got little kids flipping off opposing fans.
Exactly. And they just, you know, it's bad parenting.
I support it.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, I'll go with San Francisco as well. Because again, if Philly's going to lose a game, this is it. And I just don't see them being a one-loss team going into the playoffs. So, Browns, Rams, LA at home, favored by 3.5. And again, we don't know the status, or at least I don't. I don't believe there's been an update on Myles Garrett. He's questionable. Amari Cooper, questionable.
Even if Garrett plays, I'll take the Rams.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams as well. 3.5 seems like a good number. I think they cover that. Now we really get into, you know, hoops, Sunday night football, Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love going up against Patrick Mahomes. Some people call Jordan Love the next Patrick Mahomes.
Nobody says that.
Green Bay at home. Chiefs are favored by 6.5.
Ooh. I'm going to say the Chiefs win, but I think Green Bay keeps it closer than that because I think their defense did play well against the Lions, but the Chiefs defense has been pretty good. And I don't think the offense is going to be able to keep up scoring wise.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think 6.5. Nah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to cover in Green Bay. I feel like they kind of figured something out in that Raiders game. But again, Packers defense much better than the Raiders outside of, you know, you guys don't have Max Crosby. But other than that, your defense is better.
Rashawn Gary is a beast, though.
He's good. He's good, you know, but he's not a tattooed pasty guy that celebrates after every fucking tackle and lets it be known he just made a tackle. But yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Chiefs to cover that. For you, I hope the Packers win, right?
See, that
do you want them? Where are you at right now with this team?
I just hate being right in the middle. Like, either be good or be bad. Being in the middle is just so bleh.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I'd love to be Commanders to be in the middle, though, right now. Moving on. This would have been a game that I had circled at the beginning of the year, but now that Joe Burrow's out, not really so much. Bengals go into Jacksonville. Jacksonville at home favored by 8.
I'm going to take Jacksonville and the cover, actually. I think the Bengals are just there. They are going to be in the struggle bus for the rest of the year. Like they're going to be one of the teams that starts to look at, like, okay, Jamar, oh, you stub your pinky toe on the edge of the bed. All right, go ahead and sit this one out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think it sucks, but I think it's just, you know, Jacksonville's going to be too much for them. No Joe Burrow. And they're just, Jacksonville's going to be fucking 9-3. Well, I'm going to still not believe that that's the case. All right, Hoop, anything you want to add before we go? Any fun stuff coming up or what's going on for you?
No, not much. I think my 10-year-old starts his basketball season next Monday night or something like that. Playing games during the week. I don't know what it is, but
yeah, what's that all about? I was going to say,
you know, go watch him. We got that. I mean, my daughter flew back on Sunday morning to go back to Kansas, take her finals, and she'll be back in 12 days again for like a whole month for Christmas. So
nice.
Outside of that, we're just gearing up for Christmas and end of year stuff, and that's that.
Yeah, I know. This next month is just going to fly by, and before we know it, Christmas will be here. And then we get into like that time where it's like new year, new me. Nah, I don't know about that. And
2024,
it's my year. And then, you know, I guess the only cool thing is like basketball really starts to heat up a little bit in January, like post Christmas. NFL, we're getting in the playoffs, but outside of that, the weather fucking sucks. And I don't care what anyone says.
Some good
says.
College games this week for anybody that watches college. Friday, the Pac-12 championship, Oregon, Washington should be a good one.
Who you got in that?
Oregon.
You think?
Okay. Washington beat them in the season. I think Oregon is playing as good as anybody in the country right now, college wise. And you've got Saturday, you've got Louisville, Florida State. Florida State starting quarterback broke his leg, which sucks because he was looking really good this year. But I mean, they're still unbeaten, so that'll be good. I'll take Florida State in that one, somehow, some way, hopefully. Oklahoma State, my guy Sessie getting to go play as a true freshman, Big 12 championship game against Texas.
Damn.
Texas is going to smoke them, though, I think. I think Texas wins. And then the Georgia-Alabama game should be really good.
If I was going to ask you in that Pac-12 game, if Oregon does win, I was trying to pull up the playoff, the standings, and for some reason I can't pull it up. But Oregon wins that game. Does that mean that there's not going to be a Pac-12 team in the playoff?
I think if Oregon wins it, they get in.
Okay.
Because of how well they've played, and their only loss would be to a one-loss Washington.
Yeah.
And it was and that was a game at Washington.
Got it.
And so they've looked really, really good since then.
They're
dominating people.
There it is. Okay. So Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. I guess these aren't updated.
Yeah, it's not up. It gets updated tonight.
Because Ohio State will be done.
Yeah, Michigan. So my playoff would be, I mean, if Georgia beats Alabama, they're in. If Alabama beats them, then I think Michigan's Big Ten championship against Iowa, like they're going to kill Iowa.
Yeah.
So Michigan will be in. Wait and see on the Georgia-Alabama. I think Oregon would get it. They won. If Florida State won and was undefeated, it's still possible they get left out. And like,
it's wild.
Because if Alabama beats Georgia, I can realistically see Georgia and Alabama both being in. Michigan would be one. And then it would probably be
Oregon,
Georgia,
four.
Alabama, 2 and 3, and Oregon at 4.
Because
you would have 3 1-loss teams and an undefeated. It's such a mess. Like, I hate the college football playoff. Like,
I do too.
Why they had to wait 3 more years to expand it when they agreed upon they will make a 12 team. Like, why wait? Like, you could have just done it, and they should have done it right years ago, because you've watched that 5-seed team be like, okay, and whoever the 4 is goes and gets blown out. You're like, okay, well, why couldn't it have been them? And
yeah,
I just don't want that to happen. Like, because this year there's, if you had a 12 team and you had all the top 12 in, you'd have a really good college football playoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, to say that the NCAA didn't do something correct, you know, wouldn't be
water outlandish is wet thing.
Yeah.
Grass is green. And for an organization that is clearly about money.
Yeah. Like, expand this shit. You can make so much money.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. All right, Hoop. Well, hey, thank you, and enjoy your college football. Enjoy your Sunday night football, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening this week. I know it's getting cold outside. It's dark damn near 3/4 of the day, but I appreciate you clicking play on this podcast. Make sure to follow the pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. And again, very important announcement next week on a Will Wonder Pod. Until then, peace.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review the Will Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.